Okay, we're back here. Everybody switched around their chairs, and we welcome Joanne and Regine Cardinal to the studio this evening. How are you tonight?
Good.
Pretty good, yes.
How was the drive in?
Pretty slippery. Yeah, it's pretty slippery. Yeah. You have to watch where when to stop, when to brake, and to
Yeah, I can see people racing around on the roads out there, and I think boy, they should just slow down a little bit. So we're going to talk a little bit about Derek's Pancake Day, and I know we've covered it in the paper, and this year we decided to get more involved. It's such a big event. How much money did you raise last year?
We raised $21,500 last year.
Wow.
It was a very nice amount.
And does that money that comes from people like Derek's Pancake Day, maybe we should tell people a little bit more about what it is exactly. It's kind of like a sugar shack day, I guess I would describe it.
I would say it's like a sugar shack day. That's why we put it the second week of March. So chances are we have nice weather. People are walking around. It's sugar season, maple syrup season. So that's why we said, well, Pancake Day with maple syrup, and it gets the families out, and it becomes a very nice day.
Right. And maybe we can also talk a little bit about why you started this event. I know it's for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes.
And I know that your son passed away, and this is an event that you wanted to do in his memory.
And we wanted to make an event in his memory to give to other children, because he had passed a month in Chihuahua, and you see so many things that we said, well, we have to give back. So when he did pass away, we said, well, we're going to make a day in his memory, and the best way was what we know how to do is make a little maple syrup. And we said, okay, we'll sell a dollar a pancake and see where that goes. And
yes,
it's been going and going and going ever since. And so it's
we seen that too from a couple that we know, that his daughter was sick, and they had Make-A-Wish for her that works really nice. So I said, oh, that's a nice gift we could give to kids. So that's you where it triggered that. Joanne was more ahead of that. She wanted more than me. And
so you must feel really good on that day when the place is full of people and families.
Yes.
And you've got music going all day, too. You've got entertainment. The whole community seems to know Bruce Golden is coming.
And
Billy Gabriel.
Marvin James. We've got music going on all day for anyone who wants to sit down and have a pancake. They can always chat, or they can listen to the music. We have the OPP coming in for the kids. They let them roam the car and do what they want. And we have the firemen's coming in, the same thing. The kids can go in and out of the trucks, and makes them feel comfortable, and they have just a great time.
Wow.
Just going back to the music there, since we started that, we got groups that offered to come and play music. We don't even ask them, they just come. We had to refuse some sometimes because they want to come and play. We don't want to have too much to.
So how many people do you have coming out to your event? Do you know?
Approximately 800 people in and out, like from 10 to 6 there. We've got a good 800 people coming in. Last year, we calculated approximately by our measurements was 1,800 pancakes was flipped. It was a great day.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And how long have you had it's called the Sucrerie du Rabbin, and your address out there is
40 County Road 18.
Right.
And we've opened it officially like since 2009, but we've been making maple syrup like for 30 years. But commercially there, we 2009 we opened the Sucrerie du Rabbin.
Right. And how's the sugaring season looking for this year? Is it a little bit delayed?
We don't know until it's passed. Some years you said, it's not going to be good, and we end up with a good year. And some years said, it's going to be a nice year, and we don't have such a good year. But we're going to know only after the season, I think. But so far, it looks pretty nice. We've got snow in the bush, and it's the weather going to control us on that. That's all.
And it hasn't started yet.
Us, we tap because we're on pipeline, and we had a little bit of run, but nothing to boil water. So, but
it's still too cold at night, I guess?
Yes.
And you wait until... How many warm nights does it kind of take?
Well, as long as it freezes at night around -5, -4, a good frost you got, and during the day come up to 3, 4, 5 degrees, usually that's a good run. You get good runs with that.
Okay. All right. So, and what time does the event start? Maybe you can just let people know the hours of the event so that...
The date is the 12th of March on Saturday, and it begins at from 10 to 6. So people show up at 9:30 and pancakes are still warm. So we're okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's so good. And how many years have you been doing this event?
It's our seventh year.
Seventh year. And yes. I should know that because we have that in the paper. And I wonder how much, have you added up all the money you've raised over the years?
Over 60,000 for the most seventh year. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So,
and it all began that when we went to see Make-A-Wish, he just told us, he says, you know, any event will help us, even if it's $300. And that first year we gave them $5,000. So they were surprised to say, you know, but the community sticks together and it's very nice to see.
Since we had the good, the success.
Yeah, the success.
Success with that. We've seen a lot more of community coming in and people's, are more and more with us. We got some new friends joining us that heard us on the radio, and it's fun, and it's all amazing to see how the people react to that event. You can't figure that out. Yeah, I got some
goosebumps
for that. Yes. So it's very nice.
I think it's amazing. I know we're going to talk to Donald, who I know I've been in communication with him quite a bit, and he's been out soliciting funds. Mm-hmm. But I know even here, you know, our staff really got involved this year, and I think it's because it's for children. You know, if you can give something to children and have some fun. Yes, I mean, it sounds like a fun day for the whole community. So,
And I think everybody had went to CHEO once in a while, and when you see those kids, they don't ask nothing. They're there, and us were just complaining for real injury that we got, and those kids doesn't say a word, and they're there, and all the nurse that taking care of them, that's angel. We've been there. We've seen angels working in that.
There's special people taking care of kids.
Yes. And we said the little bit we could do, and we transfer that to the community, and the community's giving back to us too. So
and you must have people from all over. I mean I know St. Andrew Prescott's a really, really warm community. Yes. I've been so many events there, but you've got people coming from
all around. We've got Cornwall, we've got Montreal, we've got Ottawa. We've got like Rockland. They leave in the morning and they come and have their pancakes during the day. And
I heard one guy one year, he said, I was coming down doing some skis to Rigo. I heard that on the radio. And he said, I have to stop there. It's a nice event. And he stopped at our place. And the firefighter are at the road with their truck. And cars are passing by asking what's going on. And they said it's for a Make-A-Wish. Give it $20 through the window. Things like that happen.
Wow.
It's so funny to see. To see people's helping like that. It's
like when we did start this, it was just like to give to the children. And now I always tell them at each meeting, it's like it's taken on a life of its own, because the community is getting all involved, and the feedback is so positive that you can't just leave it and let it go. It's like it's taken on a life of its own, and it's wonderful to see. So,
but I think it's I know we were talking about it at our sales meeting here, and I always, sometimes everyone here, when they want to get involved in something, I always know I had not met you before, but it's the hearts of the people behind it. Because in our meeting, we were talking about it, and one of my staff said, we need to do something for this. And it was completely her idea to do this cupcake sale here this Friday. Yes. We have no idea how it will go, but everybody, you know, sometimes you just get a feeling for an event and you have to have to participate. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
So now we've done a little bit more musical chairs, and we have Donald Dubois sitting at the mic from joining Joanne, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Derek's Pancake Day. And I guess, Donald, how long have you been involved with this event?
I got involved by, let's say, this would be my fourth year, I guess 3.5 years, because the first year in 2013, I started soliciting corporate funds. I'll say corporate because I do companies and stuff like that. And through a phone call to Mickey at 107.7, he had said, would they accept to collect funds from my office? So it started with a $100 check, and I would say after I finish this year, I'll be at $15,000 later, which is part of the grand totals.
Right.
This is from companies, and that's not counting gift certificates, gift packages, which go to the silent auction or to the live auction. And, of course, this year my office graciously surrendered the Montreal Tampa Bay hockey game FNAF tickets in the Reds, the last game of the season, thank God. And but that'll be up in the raffle tickets we have. And of course, the Cirque du Galant offered a night for two with a breakfast the next morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they also had a beautiful Maple Products package, which will be up for silent auction as well. So it started as a fluke, a question I had, and lo and behold, I was called the animal because I'm a collector by day.
That's how I got to know you, and you said you're a collector for legal.
I work for legal firms. Well, Walt Spiegel Summers on your list today on the ads of major sponsors, and I was asked the question this morning, and I'll say it again, I can't believe that my office is given, this is the paralegals and lawyers, because they saw my commitment to it, checks were coming out like this. And so this year I've raised at Spiegel Summer almost $2,000.
Wonderful.
So far $6,000 in the 3 or 4 years that I've been with the family here.
Right. And why do you think people are so generous? It just seems...
You know, Louise, I think it's children. Like you said it before, it's children are helpless. They're helpless in a way, you know. They need us for everything. I'm not talking when you get to about 16 or 18, but even at that point, when I'm talking younger. And I believe it melts right away. I mean, when I approach people and I say the word Make-A-Wish, most people around here now know Derek's Pancake Day, but right. To use the word Make-A-Wish, it's a worldwide organization. It's so easy to sell. I mean, I use the word selling because I do have to bring on an approach and say, can you help me with this cause? And it's not the most easiest thing in the world. I mean, when I'm working in my daily job, I'm collecting for a service we rendered. Here, I'm collecting money. I'm asking you to donate to help somebody who you do not know.
Right.
But it's magic. I mean, a lot of people have children, have grandchildren, have nephews, nieces, so they know the necessity of helping in this situation.
Right. And maybe we should just, and you probably would be a good one to ask about that, exactly what the Make-A-Wish Foundation will do, what this money will be used for. And I know there are other fundraisers taking place, but Joanne, maybe can you tell us that?
The money is used for the wish, for the child's wish. Like our fundraiser will go to Ottawa, and then they decide children's wishes are being called into the office, let's say. And then after that, that is decided with the doctor and the child and the parents what wish they can do. Some
right.
people can't fly. Some kids can't fly, so they can't grant that one. They'll grant another one. It's what they say is, I wish I can be. I wish I can see. I wish I can do. I wish I can be. So it's like they're and then they give them a choice, and then they try to give what they can to
right.
that child. But and then after that, they work with the states, they work with other countries, they work to make that child's wish come true.
So it could be going to see a sports game, it
yes.
could be going to Disney World, it
yes.
could be going up on a plane ride,
yes.
it could be anything like that.
Parachuting, it could be whatever they want it to be.
Meeting a favorite actor.
Yeah, meeting a favorite actor. They do what they can.
Or going to a movie set or a TV
yes,
show set
TV
or something.
Show, yeah, yeah. Or be Prime Minister for a day.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Wow.
Yeah,
we had that a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was Tanya
yeah.
who was the presenter
yeah.
of that one. I just want to add on, I believe, before we forget, and I think I was mentioning to you, we don't know names, we don't know the sex of the child, but there will be a wish child coming to the event. Will be granted as a wish on site.
I was
day.
Going to ask you that. I got that email and I wasn't sure if it was public knowledge.
Yes.
But
yeah. And I asked Mike if it was okay to mention it in general, and that's what we're doing. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think we've ordered 3 boxes of Kleenexes or cases
mm-hmm.
of Kleenex for that day. So I think that's going to be really the ultimate when you see somebody who, again, innocent, gets the wish
mm-hmm.
of. Who knows? I mean, these are children who are in dire straits in some cases,
Will the child be there? Will they know what's coming, or is
the
this going to be?
The parents know that the wish will be granted at the sugar bush, at the pancake day. They know that. The child does not know, so it'll be a complete surprise to the child also. So
wow.
it's going to be very, very,
very,
very
special.
Yeah, very special.
Wow.
So.
That's really
be nice to see. And it's nice to hear these parents speak that when the child does get their wish, it's because for us, a wish could be just to be a DJ. For us, it says, well, But for that child, it's everything.
It's everything.
And when he gets that, it's like, and the Make-A-Wish, they don't just give the trip. They give everything to go with it.
There's a whole lot of extras.
The family goes along, and it's just wonderful. So, and then when you see that, then you say, my gosh, my dollar for the pancake is like nothing. It's like I give more just because that reaction, and that child is so happy with what the little bit you can give them. And he's really happy with that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a dollar. And who's making all these pancakes?
Volunteers. It's all volunteers.
Wow.
Yes. We have that schedule in the kitchen, and it's all volunteers. They each have their hour, and the pancakes are being, we have stations, pancake being made, and then the pancakes being flipped and pancakes being served. And last year, all afternoon, there was the firemen that were serving the pancakes. So, we have a volunteer, and the schedule's in the kitchen.
Wow.
And people also, they call me up, and when people leave, they say, put me on that list, and, you know, next year you call me if you need any help in the kitchen. My list is all done.
That's incredible. Yeah. So that's, Dara, I'm just going to repeat the details of that again in case somebody's wondering if they didn't hear it at the top of the interview. Derek's Pancake Day, which is March the 12th, and we're well in advance. We're going to be able to, you know, we're going to put this up on the Review's Facebook page again and also in next week's paper. And it's from 10 a.m. until 6, a silent auction. So how are you doing that? Silent auction, écrit. On the hour.
That means we
a
have
live
a,
auction
a live
hour.
Auction, yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
I've never seen it. Crier. I've never seen it written that way before.
Yeah.
We were looking for that word last year.
Couldn't find it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And kids activities.
Yes.
And you're going to have music all day. You've got Rock and Pierre doing their crooners, Raymond and Marc-André Thuret. Marvin James. Who is that, Marvin James?
It's a
Country?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey,
yeah.
And Bruce Golden and Billy Gabriel and Didier Chasteau.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. And Jerry Chabot.
Yeah.
And that's all taking place at Sucrerie du Rabin, 40 Chemin Conti 18, 40 County Road 18, St. Anne de Prescott. And I think it's supposed to be good weather. I saw that already.
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know.
Yes, it's going to be around in the plus 6 range. Maybe a couple drops of rain, but that's okay.
Well, we have a bus shuttle also that day.
Oh.
Because the parking is like pretty much all on the side of the road. So we have a bus shuttle going up and down. So if anybody needs a ride, they hop on the bus and get
is
to
that
the,
right?
Yeah. Yes. So,
wow.
So it's quite a day.
It's quite a listing of people in this town. When I started approaching, slowly, surely, the people who are, I'm talking about the stores here,
yes,
corporate businesses, some have been in there in the past, some can't every year, but I have regular people, and as a matter of fact, the TD Bank, I was there today and picked up a nice, wonderful check of $500.
Wow.
This was from donations from people just putting money in deposits, going into the it was amazing. And one of the clients was a lawyer, a judge here in Hawkesbury, forked in a separate check for $100. So I was really, really touched by that. Especially I called him and said, hey, are you competing with Spiegel Summer now? So, but it's amazing to see the number of clients. I mean, like, everybody's on board in the street. I mean, they've given either checks or donations. It's amazing. I mean, the gift packages coming from Ping Po Thai, from Jade, from Garden Path Soap, from Bo's Brewery, Bank of the Hill Gift Shop,
Martel
Granite, and the list goes on, and then, you know, all the stores of Proxim, Windsor Tavern. I'm saying publicly because they deserve a pat on the back.
They do.
You know, and I went outside to Willow's Inn, and he's a client of ours at Spiegel Summers, so Bill offered a brunch for two, which will be in the silent auction in Mont Village. And I can go on in here, Stephanie's, Carol's, Fresco's,
yes,
and Oriel. These are all gift certificates. So whatever it is, whatever we can get for them goes into the total.
Right.
And I find this fantastic, you know. So
it's a great way for businesses to give. I know here a whole lot of our staff are heading out there,
mm-hmm,
and we're going to cover it, of course. But I think I always try to do a plug for Shop Local, and go and eat in local restaurants, shop at the local grocery stores. These are the people that are, they always have a donation ready when you need something.
Oh, it's in various shapes. I mean, Joe and Dave called me from Dunn's last week. He says, I forgot about you. Come and get your gifts. So I was there last Friday. And of course, I didn't have him listed here, but I'm saying it now. So I think everyone's, you know, Malakit Furniture, Mason Shop, DC Hawkesbury. Just the list goes on and on, you know.
Right.
I was at the Lavignano Meat Shop this afternoon, and I don't know why we forgot to ask them for a donation. She asked me, do you ask for a donation for us? Oh, yes, you put one. I said, yeah, I'll put one together. I didn't ask, he offered me something, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just, that was Jacques Cardinal who was just saying that people are offering donations and saying, you didn't come and ask me. And he was saying he was at Lornell Packing, just because you're off mic, I'm repeating it, at Lornell Packing, and they wanted to make a donation, and so they're preparing a gift certificate. You must get really excited and pumped the week before the event.
Oh, yes. It's like now on Sunday, we're all going to get together and start get the hall ready. And then we got to, it's like a schedule, like, you know, Monday, this has got to be in, Tuesday, this has got to be in, because it's quite the event. And when you know there's like 800 people who's going to pass that day, you got to be organized and know exactly where things are going to get. But it's getting really pumpy there. It's like, yeah.
Well, with the group we form, we got a crew. We got a crew for the janitor. We got a crew for the door. We got a crew for
And you
the
need
food.
That. You need people just to do the garbage detail. And
you need the garbage detail. We try to get students who need school hours.
Yeah.
So we try to get that in there. So we've all got it during by category.
Oh, you have to, because otherwise you would go crazy that day. And is this your own maple syrup that's going to be?
Yes, it's our own maple syrup that's served, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add before
I would like to add that, because this has come new on its own, is that since 7 years, I've always been saying my family has grown. My cousins have become my sisters. My friends have become my brothers. And then when you talk about Pancake Day, you don't talk about one, you're talking seven, you're talking eight, you know. And we have meetings all the time together, and we have fun. We start off with the meeting, then after that it's lunch, and, you know, we talk about other things. So I would like to thank my family, my big family, and now my family is getting bigger.
I was just going to say, how big is your group?
Oh, I have, I think it's 15 of us all together, you know, that are getting all of this together. And like I'm saying, it started family, but then my family grew. Cousins came in, and then friends came in, and now the community's coming in, so my family is growing. So, and my heart is growing too. So like I said last year, every pancake is made with love and served with gratitude. So
and we want to the community to be a win-win situation too. We're involved in that to give to a child, but the community will give to us have to get something out of that too. So that's why we promote what they give to us, and we'd like to promote that. And it's you guys like you who got the radio, who got the news, who put that in for us for free many times. And we thank you very much, guys, to helping us on that.
Yes. Well, that's our pleasure. That's that's what we love to do, I have to say.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm. Did you have anything else to add, Mr. Cardinal?
No, not really. No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to repeat these details again. It's Derek's Pancake Day, March the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's En Cas, Silencieux et Crié. That's silent and live auctions. And the live auction will be on the hour, so that will be fun. There are kids' activities, and there's all kinds of music all day. Bruce Golden, Didier Chasteau, Marvin James. There's rock, crooning, country, you name it. And we did have Donald Dubois on the air, and he's been working very hard in the past weeks, I know, because he calls me almost every day to say, add this person to the list. He's been working very hard collecting donations and gifts from businesses throughout the region. So mark your calendars. Visit back on VanCleekFM.com for this feature interview, because we've recorded this tonight, and it will be there, and I'll put a link up on Facebook. And so mark your calendars. And the pancakes are made with
love and served with gratitude.
That's right. So thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much for having us.
We've been talking to Joanne and Régent Cardinal here from Derek's Pancake Day.